where Joy Pullman's trying to answer this question here. And she says, in trying to understand what might be, what might account for this. Now, she's citing a poll. Wait a minute, is O'Connell, did you put that poll? No. She's citing a poll that is from 2022. Congressional preference is the poll. Now, this is, or from 2020, rather. And that in 2018, men with a college degree favored the Democrats by 16 points. Today, it's Republicans by 10 points. That's a shift of 26 points. Men with no college degree in 2018 favor the Republicrats or the Repubes by 8 points. Today, it's 20 points. That is a shift of 12. Women with a college degree in 2018 preferred the Democrats by 34 points. Repeal the 19th Amendment, anyone? I'll sign the petition. Today, it's 38 points plus 38. That's a gain of 4. So women are saying, Biden, Putinflation, we love it. Give us more. Yay! Mutilate more of our children. Turn our boys into girls and our girls into boys. Give our girls swimming trophies to boys. We want more. Maggie, where were you getting the intel that you were sharing with me about women not wanting to have children anymore? And so they're just out there bored to tears. And they do things like this. Tell pollsters that, no, we want more suffering and misery. It's not enough. Because we don't have lives with children anymore. So we want Biden. This is tied to this. Here is, this is Sarah Weaver at AM Greatness. The dystopian future where women and men just don't want any children. Now, this is in my Substack here today. And I didn't hit that exactly, but I drew heavily from the One Child Nation movie on Amazon and the fact that very soon America is going to become a one-child nation. Everything that needs to make that happen is in place and is being practiced. And no one that I know of outside of our little groups are trying to stop it. As a matter of fact, most people that you know are participating in it. Most of the baby strollers my family observed on vacation in Savannah, Georgia, Ms. Weaver writes, were not transporting babies. Instead, couples perambulated about the city with dogs. People are now pushing strollers with canines in them. Well, the good thing about canines is you can abort them at the 106th trimester if you want. No one's going to bark. Yeah, bad pun. Seriously, you want to get rid of a canine? Go like, he poops too much. All right, we'll just kill him. Get this breed. They hardly eat anything. What's the one that the dog that comes that hardly has any hair? Looks like a naked mole rat. Seriously, I mean they're hairless. They're ugly as sin. She continues. By the end of our vacation, we encountered more than 200 different dogs in strollers across the city. Seeing an actual baby in a stroller proved to be the exception, not the rule. The U.S. birth rate has fallen by about 20% since 2007 and shows no sign of recovering. Folks, again, read today's Substack. Look, I'm not a great writer. I stink, as a matter of fact. So I just try to blurt out stuff that I've been talking about on the show. And I do a little bit more research. And there are, because people are, kine. You won't be saying kine when you read one of my Substacks, because I link to everything. including, and maybe I'll talk a little bit about this, visit with Brother Andre Marie. This is a very rarely cited in red. As a matter of fact, I had never heard of it. Encyclical written by Pope Leo XIII in 1888, Libertas Prestantissimum. Prestantissimum. On the nature of human liberty. This is from 1888. So in the Substack today, I quote Libertas Prestantissimum. I would have quoted it more, but I ran out of time and had to do some crosstalk with Fiorella. I might edit it and add another paragraph or two, but it's got some... I'll go through the history of the training manual. I got to revisit this last night. I forgot what treachery the city council of Charlotte, North Carolina had employed to get this through. And I also forgot to put in the Substack. I will add this to it because I was looking for a place to insert the line to remind people of where the tranny mammy zeet geese started. Started in Charlotte. This is where it got its wind. The wind underneath its wings happened in North Carolina, the Tar Heel State. And in Charlotte... How many of you know what the nickname of, or what Charlotte is called? What is it? What city is it? If you ever drive into it on one of the Carolina state roads that leads into it, you've seen the sign. It's called the what? The Queen City. Get it? So... The Queen City, the drag Queen City, the city that's not of a king. I mean, dude, what else is headquartered in Charlotte? The dens of usurious fiat currency. The dens and hives of evil, the biggest banks on this continent, some of them maybe in the world. You know, at one time, I see Bank of America, you had at one time, I don't know how many there were, they're just consolidated now, they're still there. At one time, you had Bank of America, First Union, and Wachovia, all in massive 50, 60, 70 story towers. In the Queen City of Charlotte. That is enough usurious evil gathered in one place to make it a Sodom and Gomorrah. The dystopian future where women and men just don't want children. By the way, a queering television shows and movies up makes you not want children. Makes you deny your natural impulse that... Hey, let's get married and have babies. Why? We can't go on a Scandinavian Viking cruise if we do that. The U.S. birth rate has fallen by about 20% since 2007. It shows no sign of recovering. Among childless adults, 44% of those under 50 say it is not too or not at all likely that they will ever have children. 44%. Up from 37% who said the same thing in 2018. Why is the number growing so precipitously? Because the evil is spreading. The force that ordinarily would arrest it, the church, is going like, hey man, dude, you on your own, bruh. Look, we got a bake sale and a catfish fry this Friday. We ain't going to be bothered with birth rates and stuff. Truly, truly sad and tragic. Business Insider recently interviewed 8 women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s about their easy decision, their words, that's quote, easy decision, to not have children. These women will say they found having children comes at the opportunity cost. Of reading the paper in bed until noon. on Sunday, or gallivanting around Europe, pleasures that some women find crucial to their independence and self-expression.
Well, we know that's a lie. Nobody reads a newspaper.
They certainly don't read it in bed until noon. The women they interviewed sound like the harlots that were on that wretched show, Sex and the City. Because that's what they would do. By the by, if you're wondering what the fertility rate in the United States is, it is the last time it was measured, which was in 2018, it was 1.8. 1.8. What does that mean? That means for all fertile females, now fertility begins, according to the Census Bureau, at 18 and it ends at 54. It's 1.7. I think it ends at 54. It's either 40. I might have inverted that. It either ends at 45 or 54. 54 is on a way high end of having babies. But in any event, it was 1.8. Maggie says now it's 1.7. It will go down to 1.